This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Through the Gates of Good by James Allen, published in 1903. The gospel of Jesus is a gospel of living and doing. If it were not this, it would not voice the eternal truth. There is one characteristic in the teachings of all great souls. That is, they bring to light and appeal directly to the simple facts and truths of the soul and of the life. And in the teachings of Jesus, this feature stands out preeminently. Strictly speaking, he put forward no theory, advanced no creed, lay no claim to any particular views, and pronounce no speculative philosophy. He was content to state that which is. People are so taken up with their pleasures, theories, theologies, and philosophies that they cannot comprehend the simple facts of life. And it is the supreme duty of the true teacher to bring people back to the simple and beautiful realities of their own souls. The false teacher, when asked to point out the way of truth, will declare that it lies entirely in the acceptance of their own particular theology, and will warn the questioner against all other systems of theology. Not so, however, the true teacher, the one who knows the human heart, and who sees life as it is. And particularly not so Jesus, who, when questioned of the way of life, always told his questioner to go and do certain things. Never once did Jesus refer a questioner to any views, theories, or deftly woven philosophies of his own, or indeed of other men. He referred them to duty and to purity of life and conduct, and the only things he warned them against were their own sins. And truly, this is all that is needed. Truth is contained in conduct, and not in any system of thought. And to live purely and blamelessly is infinitely superior to all worldly doctrines. Let a person carefully study every system of theology, and they will at last find that one selfless thought, one pure deed, puts them all to shame. Truth is divorced from the controversy of creeds, but it shines with undimmed luster in the self-forgetting deed. Jesus recognized no religion outside of conduct, and truly there is none. Pure goodness is religion, and outside it there is no religion. There are innumerable doctrines, and there is much strife and heated controversy. But a person is only truly religious when they succeed in rising above these and reaches that loving place in their heart where all hateful distinctions are burnt away by the pure flames of compassion and love. The teachings of Jesus brings people back to the simple truth that righteousness, or right doing, is entirely a matter of individual conduct, not a mystical something apart from our own thoughts and actions, and that each of us must be a doer of the word, and it is our own doing that brings us peace and gladness of heart, not the doings of another. It is only the doer of forgiveness who tastes the sweets of forgiveness. It is only the one who practices love and mercy who receives into their heart an overflowing measure of blessedness. And none but the one who dwells in peace toward all can know boundless and immeasurable peace. Thus the doer of the word is indeed the disciple of Christ, and continuing in the word, becoming one with it in heart and mind, they come to know the truth which frees the soul from the bondage of sin.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.